Bro, there's one time I was just dancing with a girl.
Okay.
Going to hell and ice.
We're podcasting for real, bro. Damn. Like, when he first asked me, I didn't know it was that serious. You know, like, podcast.
When it comes out, it doesn't come out straight, bro. It don't.
it went on him?
It don't come out straight.
No.
I remember it fucking hit his head. And then before it corrected.
Yeah, the crash stop is crazy.
It came out, right? And then it did a little.
Yeah, the correction time.
Hey guys, welcome back to the 9 for 9 podcast. I'm your host, Jason Kim.
Yes sir.
Joel with my brother Paulie.
What's going on?
And as you can see, we have rotated the homies. All right, we got two new homies today.
Yep.
All right, the homie Michael and the homie Andrew. And I can't even lie to y'all. We fucking recorded for 50.
Yeah, just let them know.
Yeah, we recorded for 50 fucking minutes, bro. And I forgot to press record on the audio shit, bro.
Classic 9 for 9 way.
Dude.
Oh, classic.
And to be honest, we haven't recorded in like 2 weeks or so it's kind of like,
a little rusty.
A lot going on. Yeah, we got our friends too.
Yeah.
Three in the back.
Yeah.
They fucking like surprised me with a cake and shit.
Dude, bro. Yeah, we had a whole surprise cake on cam last time, bro.
No, we can input it. There's won't be no audio.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But, we didn't want to start off we could have done it like last time and just use the camera audio, but it's so shit.
It is.
We didn't want to do it. So.
Right. But big shout out to our two boys for coming on. And before we start, Jason had a big announcement.
Oh, yeah. So, obviously, we took a break last week. But on the episode before that, we announced a 9 for 9 open mic auditions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, we're looking for two girls. You have to live locally in, like, the Orange County, LA area. And if you're looking to maybe join a podcast, think you're entertaining, think you can vibe with us, just sign up in the first link down below.
Yep.
And we'll like basically reach out to you guys in the next week or so. And you're going to come on here. Like, you guys have to be okay with us using the footage. And you're going to come on here. And we're going to basically do like a 30-minute episode, like just how we do normal 9 for 9 episodes. And if you want to add anything.
Yeah, bro. I mean, basically to go over the same things, bro. Like, we want as many people to apply as possible. Right now, we're kind of waiting on a flyer to be made to officially announce it on our Instagram and stuff. But everyone who applies, we're going to pick a couple people, and then you guys are going to all come on camera. So I just want to emphasize that one more time. You guys are going to all come on camera. We're going to record all the auditions, and we really want you guys to be a part of this process so you guys could help us vote and pick our next co-host. So yeah, we're really excited. And we're excited to meet them, honestly, bro. Yeah. We're honestly excited to meet y'all.
And just like a certain like qualifications, like we're looking for long term motherfuckers. Like,
we're
not looking for someone that just like wants to, you know what I mean? Like, someone wants to like try it out and then dip in a month. Like,
right.
You know
what I mean? One more thing I want to add too is the age, guys. Age. Like, unfortunately, we do have to set like a minimum age. So we're gonna set it at 21.
21.
But there's been a lot of people applying that are like 18, honestly, and I'm sorry, but like 18's a little too young.
Yeah, no teen, bro. No
teen, the boy actually just turned 24 as of today, mentioned. Yeah. I'm about to turn 25. So 18 is a little too young. I feel like we don't want to talk about those college freshman years again.
And there's nothing against 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
It's just like it is a big gap. Like, I fucking turned 24 today. And it's that is a 6-year difference, and we're just past that stage of life.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I mean?
That's crazy.
And 9 for 9. I want 9 for 9 to teach more now. You know what I'm saying?
yeah. We're going with the new rebrand, bro. Come on.
Rebrand and shit. And then I don't want to talk about like, yo, what frat should I join?
How's the college dorms and shit?
But that's it. Sign up in the link down below. All right. You were saying some shit like how we already got some entries of people that don't even live in Cali, though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you didn't mention that earlier, but dude, there's people who are applying from Australia and stuff like that. And I just want to know, like, how are you guys going to make it here, G? So if you live in Cali or you know you're moving here, then apply. Please. And one more thing, dude, like, I know a couple of y'all kind of shy, bro. Like, you're scared to apply. Just apply, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? It doesn't hurt. And it's a 30-minute thing. And just think of it as like a fun event, I feel like. You know, more than like a serious-ass like interview. It's more of a fun event. So, yeah, definitely apply.
And it'll be obviously, if we pick you as a co-host, like, it is a paid opportunity. So it's not going to be something for free. But obviously, I don't want you guys to join for money or some shit like that. I genuinely want you guys to apply if you're looking to do something fun. Like, this is like social media. It's like something you guys want to do, then apply, you know?
For sure. Well, I think that's enough about that announcement.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's time to get into your birthday activities, bro. Today is your birthday, as we said, 24. What'd you do this past weekend, bro?
I don't know. I mean, I celebrated it and shit. Like, I invited all y'all to fucking DGM, but like fucking like only Oh, actually, you both put up.
Yeah, we was there.
This guy didn't pull up.
This guy,
bro.
Yeah, he didn't pull up.
This guy never pulls up, bro.
I told you, man. That's why I got dinner with you real quick.
You guys got dinner?
Yeah.
No, he bought me some food after the gym real quick. Oh, like that day.
One and done.
Yeah.
One and done.
No, I wanted to, like, I thought we had a lot more time. So I was like, after my work, I was like, yo, you want to get dinner or something? He's kind of like, I'm busy. I was like, busy with fucking what? I know what time it started. So.
No, bro, this guy, like, he wanted to eat with me before DGM. But I was like, yo, I got to, like, work out. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got to get ready and shit. So he just pulled up, and then we got some food.
Damn. How was DGM, though? There was hella people when I pulled up already at your table.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you should tell them what DGM is.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Pocha in K-Town. Yeah. Honestly, it's like whatever, but like a lot of people like to go. No. The vibe is cool. Low key, it's like so old looking. Like it's like
that old Korean vibe.
Like, but is that vibe?
Yeah. It's just like the go to like outside drinking spot.
Yeah. It is the go to because like you can like stand up and shit.
Right.
A lot of pochas,
you can pack heads.
Yeah.
Too.
A lot of indoor pochas like you can't. They get mad. Like
it gets cramped.
When motherfuckers start standing and shit, they come around.
Right.
But, yeah, it was cool, bro. Like, that fucking bill was so fat. Bro.
Ran up a huge bill, bro.
I'm like,
dude, somebody just kept ordering food, bro.
I ordered the first 10 bottles. Yeah. That's it. That's all I ordered. And then, bro, I come out. The motherfucking bill was like $600.
That's what I'm saying.
And then
bro.
I see like the, you know how they give the tip options.
Yeah.
It said 18%, $100-some. I'm like $100-some for the tip. I'm like, bro, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I'm like putting my. It's all good.
It's all good. Jason got us though, so it's cool.
No, dude. Bro, 2 days later, bro.
Yeah.
Dude, I get
use that 9 for 9 money, man.
Bro, nah.
No, bro. I'm like, dude. I feel bad, bro. Because obviously, like, you know, homeboy can't. I can't front $600.
Hell no.
It's close to $700. Yeah. So, like, bro. And the split. If I do the split, it's like, bro. Motherfuckers paying like 40 some each.
That's crazy, bro.
A crazy ass too.
That's crazy, bro.
No, it should have been like half. But there was like one person. Like they just had the menu in their hand.
Tell me that one person.
Bro. Yeah, who was that, bro?
Tell me that one.
I ain't no snitch, but like.
I ain't eat nothing.
No,
like,
all I'm saying is it could have been $300.
Bro, hey, no. Honestly, like, I mean, whatever. We had a good time, but you know, motherfuckers, when they get drunk, like, another.
Yeah, it keeps coming.
Another.
You were doing the same. You were just kept pouring it in my hand.
No, I kept pouring, but I wasn't ordering shit.
Yeah, I was
doing the two hands.
Dude, but there was, like, actually a lot of people at DGM that night. I saw some heads that I recognized.
Oh, yeah? Who?
A couple streamers and stuff. I was like, damn.
No. DGM gets packed, bro. It's a fat line, too.
Dude, yeah. I didn't know it was that lit.
But it was a good. I feel like everyone our age kind of does like a pocha thing for their birthday now.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
Yeah. It might be better than a dinner.
Hey, what the fuck, bro?
No, I mean, like, I don't know.
It's just like the easiest thing.
Yeah. It's an easy thing.
Just
bro.
To gather a lot of people at once.
Yeah.
Dude, but weren't you like doing something before? Like you came in
like
right
that.
In.
I like that.
This guy flew in first class.
Yeah.
What you mean? Oh, you mean today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Oh yeah. I mean, the girl took me to Vegas and shit.
Okay. Yeah, damn, bro.
No, because I took her to Disneyland for her birthday.
Classic.
That's crazy. Classic. Yeah, you spent all day and shit, right?
Yeah, spent all day at Disneyland, and our birthdays are like actually like only like 10 days apart.
So,
we had a good time at Disneyland, but then like she treated me with a whole ass Vegas trip, bro.
So I actually
I was like blessed, bro.
Because
like I know like the Vegas hotel ain't cheap.
Oh, definitely not.
And
cheap.
Then you know like that restaurant ain't cheap either.
Mm-hmm.
Toco Madero or some shit.
Oh, I feel like I heard of that. It's like some nice ass place.
Toco Madero, and it's like some Mexican, like high end Mexican fusion some shit. Yeah. Coming out with the cocktails on fire and shit.
What the heck? What else do you do out there?
You just wait for the fire to go out?
Yeah, no. And it's crazy because like every table around us is getting like some other unique shit.
Uh-huh.
So we're watching them cut lighting the tomahawk on fire, bro.
What the hell? That's crazy.
Yeah. So it was good. But basically it was just me and her. Like, and I never went to Vegas, just me and a girl.
Right.
But going there, it was good, man. Like, we...
eating good food and
eating
shit?
Eating good food, drinking.
You gamble at all? You gamble?
Gambled, and then went to the club. Damn. Hit Zook.
Oh, Zook. That's a popular one you said, right?
I went there for the first time. Bro, I actually wanted to talk about this, bro, because it actually pissed me off, bro. Dude, there's so many... Like, I feel like being in Vegas, like... And because you know that you're not going to see this girl again, like, makes, like, older men feel more bold.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? And, bro, I'm literally...
Like, bold as in, like, they're just going up to people?
They're going up to people, including my girl, bro. I shit you not, bro. Yeah. I'm walking in the club. I'm next to my girl, bro. Bro, this old-ass guy, like, literally winks like that. At my girl, and then, bro, pops her a thumbs up.
I'm like, broski.
I'm right here, bro. Dead ass, bro. I was like shocked.
That's crazy.
This old ass guy. I mean, he didn't mean no harm.
Right.
But I'm like, bro, I'm like right here.
Yeah, he just sounds like a nice guy. Baby boomer Riz or something, bro.
No, bro, that was, and like, bro,
the logic makes sense though, like, out in Vegas, why not, you know.
And it's that kind of like culture, you know, that old guy, old ass guy, young girl combo is like, it's everywhere.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
But do you think that shit like actually works? You think
the,
like
the thumbs up,
you think they're actually
I think the money works.
Oh, bro. Low key for sure. Yeah,
dude, like even at the restaurant, I'm just like looking around, it's like, you just know, like, they got money.
Yeah.
And then the girl is, like, obviously, like, 15 years younger.
Jeez. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. So how much money did you lose?
The gamble shit?
Michael's asking real questions.
Yeah. We need to know the real shit, bro.
Bro. I mean, I've lost more, but it was just, like, such a fucking...
Over five?
Such a bullshit amount of money. And it's, like... The thing is, my girl came up, like, 700, bro.
God, bro. And you were just negative that weekend?
And I'm like negative as fuck.
You're just asking her, yo, babe.
Nah. And, you know, I'm not going to be like, yo, let me get that. Like, you're not going to ask your girl for her winnings, bro. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, she's up and I'm so down.
Right.
And it's just like, I'm keeping it pushing, though.
That's crazy, bro.
Like, I'm trying to keep it pee like this happens on the regular. Yeah. It's whatever.
Probably so sad inside,
it's
though.
So sad, it's so bro. Sad. Oh, sad.
Jeez, bro. I mean, did you have a good birthday, though?
It's good, yeah.
Looking forward to this next 20, being 24 and shit?
Nah, dude. 24 is not it, bro.
Not the move, bro?
Yeah. I mean, like, how's being 24? Like, how's... I feel like 24 is just like... Nah, I'm dead.
How's 24 is great?
Bro, I mean, like... I don't know. Oh, you actually... You're only, like, 2 months older than me.
Yeah. I mean, like... I think, like, it does feel... Like, 24 does feel a little old. Like, 23 is cool. It's, like, 1 year after grad.
Right.
Yeah.
But 24, it's, like, shit. Like my life is really, like...
Yeah.
Like, I'm next thing is 25, and then five years to 30. Like, I feel like I'm starting to count a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think 24 hits.
The oh, yeah, it's crazy. I don't know why.
No, I was literally counting the days before I turned... Like, hit my birthday, I was like, oh, my God. It's my last days of 23.
Right.
I was counting those days.
Uh-huh.
And then now I'm, like, 24. It's like, you're not young no more.
Yeah.
You're not the youngest guy in the room no more. Because I was always used to being the youngest guy in the room everywhere I went.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm, like, the oldest guy. Or not the oldest guy. Not the young guy, though.
Yeah.
I mean, how does it feel being 24, bro, honestly? Like, I honestly want to know.
Dude, honestly, no diff, bro. If anything, I kind of forget I'm 24.
Really? From 23 to 24 felt the same?
I mean, I guess I feel I'm pushing it now. We're all pushing it.
Yeah.
But, No, I recently told a friend of mine, I was like, bro, I legit kind of forget what my age is now.
Oh, you forget, yeah.
Oh, like, my God, dude.
Someone asked me how old I was like 3 days ago.
Yeah, you take a second.
Yeah, I'm like.
Oh, dude, no, tell me, I'm on the phone with this guy. He's telling me this story, bro. You know what age he said back?
What?
Or he was about to say back? Let him know,
dude,
bro.
I thought I was like 21, 22.
Bro. Like, what? You almost hit him back with 21, bro.
No, it's crazy, though. It's like, I'm like, damn, time actually flies. It does. Kind of like Andrew said, dude, we're actually getting old as hell.
Yeah.
I know, it's weird, bro. You're not 22 no more. It's
Yeah.
I think after 21 is just fucking not it, bro. Yeah. Like, that pressure hits, you know? The pressure of, like...
Just being an adult, I think. Just having all your shit figured out by a certain point, you know? But, yeah, I think I agree, bro. Like, just as you get... Or 23, 24, 25, bro. You just could tell you're getting into your mid-20s now. It just feels like you should have your shit figured out.
Yeah.
And if it's not, then that's when you start kind of, like, worrying, you know?
And what sucks more for me is that, like, I was always used to, like... Everyone's broke around me. Everyone.
But now it's
now
like
motherfuckers
that.
Are up.
Yeah.
I'm still down. You know? Motherfuckers, like, my friends are up.
Yeah. They're
some
big up.
Some
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
They're up. Yeah. And then, but growing up, like, we're all down. Right. Eating the four for four. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But, like, now it's like they're actually up.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah. That could lead to some awkward stuff later, bro.
Yeah, no. Like,
you don't want to be that guy where it's like all your friends who are working corporate are like going to some nice event.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, dude, I can't, bro. You know what I mean, bro? Yeah. It is tough.
Yeah, you don't even want to, like, picture yourself in that kind of scenario.
Yeah.
Like, being that one, like, broke friend.
I know.
Well, it's hard, but I feel like being Asian, dude, it's looking hard not to think about that. You got your parents drilling that shit into you.
Really? Yeah. Do your parents drill that
shit? Dude, there's sometimes my mom still be like, dude, you got to work. You got to keep studying, you know, keep it up. Unless, you know, the people you meet in life, it's just going to change.
Yeah.
And then you're going to see your friends doing well, and then you're just bumming around. And one day, it's a big difference in, like, level. I'm like,
that's true.
Damn, I'm already kind of sad. You don't need to say that shit to me even more.
Yeah. But, I mean, dude, honestly, they're trying to help, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I think the other thing with being young or old, dude, it's your body, bro.
Nah, don't talk about body. Nah, your body's wrong right now, bro. You're
nah,
tripping.
Bro. Like,
your body is good.
No.
It's starting to get a little older, though.
No.
Yeah, knees bro. Tweaking a little bit more.
Bro. Like, that ass when you're drinking.
We're still in primes, man.
Nah. People are going to get mad that you said that shit.
No. You're good.
No, think about it. You're drinking in college, right? Hella. Dude, right. I can't drink that much no more.
That's because you just don't drink. So then when the one time you drink, you're like hella fucked up, bro. Nah, bro.
Yeah, Michael, you're kind of like cocooned inside.
I see those rave videos of you. You're like fucking yelling, bro. This guy gets turned into a fucking animal.
Yeah, saves all his energy for like escape.
Yeah,
for
this guy turns into an animal, bro.
Dude, just a little party animal sometimes.
Yeah. Okay.
But then you feel like shit after?
Yeah, bro.
Really? I haven't, like, people say, like, when you get older, like, the hangover started to hit, but I don't really get that shit yet, thankfully.
No, like, feel escape. You didn't drink a lot?
Really?
A little bit. Yeah.
Huh? Escape, you didn't drink a lot?
No. I drink, but, like, I'm good the day after.
Damn.
Just drinking, I'm good, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit. Bro, I think, like, after escape, the week after, I was just out of it. Because, like, after we got
doing other shit?
Yeah, I was working the entire week.
No, I'm saying, like, are you doing other shit with the alcohol?
Oh, no. I'm just straight up drinking. But I was drunk the entire 8 hours.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We pregame, walk in, just buy a couple more drinks. Throughout the entire event, we're just buying drinks and just keeping the buzz.
Yeah.
So I think maybe that's why I'm fucked.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just like the duration of.
Yeah.
But like normally you wouldn't be hungover.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the other thing, too. The other thing, too, I realized, bro, going to Vegas and like, I feel like our age people, like, I don't know. You can't really pull up to a club and, like, just go to the fucking, you know, to the regular GA dance floor. You know,
really?
Like,
you can't do that anymore?
I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, you can.
Yeah. What's wrong with the GA?
No, there's nothing wrong
with the GA.
There's nothing wrong with GA.
Jason just likes the tables.
No. I mean, who doesn't like a table? Who doesn't like a table?
Well, you're making it sound like you can't go without a table.
I'm kind of trying to say that because I'm just like, bro, like. I just know, like, you're doing a birthday party and you pull up with like 20 heads and you're like, oh, we're going to, you know, dance floor. You know, it just kind of like every girl there is expecting to, like, you know, go to a table.
Yeah, I get the part, like, you want your plans to be smooth. You go in, you have your table, you sit down. Yeah. Like, the dance floor, I get that. Like sometimes, like, you got to, like, wait or, like, you got to, like, even tip the bouncer sometimes.
Yeah. The Vegas clubs, they don't even, once it gets full at like fucking 11, they don't even let anyone in.
Oh, wow.
And it's, like, fucked up because if you're, like, standing in the like, outer rings, like, where the tables are, they just flash a light. It's, like, imagine you bring 20 of your friends to Vegas, and, like, you guys can't even fucking stand around. They're, like, flashing a light at you. You know what I mean? So it just feels bad as the birthday host.
I see.
And you're not, like, 21 anymore. We're, like, yo, I'm 21 and broke. Yeah. Like, you know, you're, like, getting up there.
Right.
So that's just how I feel.
Yeah.
But
I know you rave and club. What is your, what's your, like, I want to know, because I don't really club.
What's my preference?
Yeah, because I don't really like clubbing. The couple times I've gone, not fun.
Yeah.
But when you go to a rave, dude, everybody is fucking nice. Yeah. Or almost everyone that I've interacted with. The music
the plur.
Is amazing. Yeah. But club is just.
Yeah, that's a good question, bro. Which one do you like better, bro?
I mean, for me, it's definitely a rave, bro. Because club, I don't really enjoy it either. Uh-huh. To be honest, I don't really go. Too much, bro.
Yeah.
I only go on occasion when it's like someone's birthday or something. And rave is definitely more fun, bro. I don't know about y'all.
I feel like raving, like, everyone's kind of like, I feel like everyone's just kind of on the same wavelength. Like, I feel like clubs, like, everyone's going with like their own agendas. But like, if you're just going like with a group of homies at the rave, like you're gonna have a good time unless somebody like fours.
But that's true.
I feel like that everyone says that.
Either.
Everyone says that about the raving culture, bro. It's like everyone's all like into the same vibe and they're all like, you know, super nice and shit. So
yeah. It's just because at a club, like, there are a lot of sober people.
Mm-hmm.
So when a motherfucker is too drunk, like, you notice.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like obnoxious.
Yeah.
But then at a rave, like, everyone's just fucked up, bro.
Facts. There's like, more weirdos too at the club.
Oh, 100%, bro.
Yeah.
100%.
You know, those like odd. He's just
trying to pick up girls. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Oh, I think there was one time in SB, Wildcat. Dude, we went with.
It's like a poppin' bar out there, bro, on State Street.
You gotta explain.
Let them know. Let them know, bro.
Wildcat. It's like a bar / lounge club back in SB, downtown.
Yeah, downtown Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara. Every Thursday is college night. So a lot of college heads go down to SB. Like downtown SB, just go to a bunch of the clubs down there.
Mm-hmm.
There's one that I used to go very frequently, like my third year or something.
Really? Yeah. Very frequently.
Every Thursday, I think.
No way. Like, I didn't know.
It was with the Greco people.
Oh, okay.
It was Greco, man.
Okay, so Greco is basically where my friend's friend lived. And then basically,
it was the name of a building.
Yeah. It's the name of the street.
Street.
We called it the Greco house.
Uh-huh.
But basically, it was a group of, like, what, 8-10 people?
Uh-huh.
Bro, there's one time I was just dancing with a girl.
Okay.
Going to hell of nice. I'm drunk. You know, I'm, like, what, 4 shots in with, like, an AMF or something.
Right.
This doesn't even sound like Michael.
No, I know. I'm, like, shocked. It's crazy, but... We're dancing, we're vibing. Yeah. All of a sudden, dude, she hits me with the, dude, I'm lesbian.
She can't be lesbian if she's with you.
But I met her, like, there. She was, like, just by herself. And then we kind of just started dancing and stuff. And she was kind of drunk. I was drunk. We're vibing. And she just hits me with the, I'm lesbian. I was like,
damn. That's a crazy thing to say, like, mid-dance.
So I was like,
she might have sobered up a bit.
Yeah, so I was like, yo, I'm gonna go find my friends now. Like, I just a little side.
So it just left like that.
I just went back. I was like, this is kind of weird now.
That is hella awkward, though.
Yeah, it's awkward. It's like, you know, it's like I'm vibing and then I just.
What are you supposed to say in that moment?
I'm like, oh, sorry.
No clue. Sorry.
I went back, but yeah. SB, dude, I was a different animal.
Yeah. Dude, wait, bro. Oh my God. I got the craziest story about this.
What?
He was a different animal in SB. Now that I remember, bro.
You seen him in action.
I seen him in action, bro. Yeah. Okay, dude, there's a very fun day in SB called Deltopia. So we always go outside very early in the day and start drinking, right? Mm. So basically, me, Matt, my girl, Michael, we all are out at Deltopia, right? Me, Matt, Emily, we come home early. We got fucked up. It's like 1 p.m., bro. Mm-hmm. These guys are, we're like sleeping, basically. We're in bed. Next thing you know, door swings open. Loud as fuck, someone's screaming, yo, guys! Guys! He's like screaming, right?
They're
knocked up, so I text him. I'm like, bro, they're like KO'd, bro. Yeah. And then he doesn't respond back to my text. He's like, okay, bro, I'm just gonna grab a water. Grab the water, dips. I was like, bro. But yeah, he was super lit, actually.
That was your first year at SB, right? Or no?
I think
that's the second year in SB. Oh, yeah.
I feel like Deltopia is a thing everyone has to go to at least one time.
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, it's very. I don't know. It's
one
really
of those
fun.
Events where people from all like over California pull up. Yeah, I feel like, yeah, you know. Oh, yeah, so that's why it's extra lit. But
oh, I remember that day specifically.
You were so red, bro.
Dude, I went over to their house.
This guy gets red, bro.
So red, bro. And he's like still out and about, like posting on Snapchat. I'm like, yo, you're so damn red, Michael. Like, please,
dude,
bro.
That reminds me, Jimin, when we went to fucking Korea, dude, he took a picture of me.
Oh my god, we'll insert that.
Dude, yeah. Oh my god, he the caption was like, he's interstellar. I was red.
Holy
like,
so, my cow, bro.
Torso up.
No, I like that you don't care about that.
I do like that.
I don't really care.
I'd be popping fucking what's that shit called? Pepsids.
No tomorrow.
Yeah, I heard that shit's bad for you, bro. But I just like, bro, it helps actually. So.
It does. It does.
Dude, but it like wears off too. Nah, I feel like you kind of build like a tolerance to it.
Oh, really?
At least for me. Yeah, I heard that too.
Shit. Really? It's been pretty good for me. Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's better than those the tape things. Have you tried those, bro?
Oh, like the patches?
Yeah, the patches, bro. They don't work.
Yeah.
They have a thing for that?
Yeah, they do. They do.
That's funny, though.
Yeah, that's crazy, bro. I don't even know how we started talking about SB.
Deltopia is fun, bro. I went 1 year.
You did, right?
Yeah.
Didn't we go together?
Wait, no. I saw him third year, I think.
No, I went. No? I went.
First or second year?
We went senior year.
Senior year.
Sorry, I saw you guys. Yeah.
And Michael like kind of like drove us to like the place where everyone was.
We parked at, but dude, it's just nice because like SB is actually like a college town. There's no one older or younger.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's some weird motherfuckers out there too, though.
A couple, but that's everywhere, dude. Yeah, like relative to like USC, for example, bro. SB is such a bubble of college students, bro.
And it's like right by the beach too.
Yeah, it's very
so
nice.
Weather's so nice.
I didn't go to the beach at all there.
Same, bro. So oily in there, but it looks nice though. It looks nice.
Hey, Campus Point though. Shout out Campus Point.
What's Campus Point, bro?
Dude, that's like the one spot everybody goes to.
That's the thing, bro. I don't know any spots in SB because I was never there.
Oh, shit.
It's the life of a transfer.
Yeah.
I just realized we all transferred into our schools.
Yeah.
I mean, to our audience, like, Michael and I grew up in Irvine. He was like one of the first friends I met.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, church. We all grew up at church, by the way.
Yep.
But he went to SB with Paul, and then Andrew and I went to USC together. And that's kind of the background.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously we all met at church. That's why we're like fucking so close even to
this school. We've known each other for years, bro. I've seen
I think my most vivid memory of Jason right here, dude, it was like sophomore year of high school.
What happened, bro?
Back in the days, you know,
I'm scared, bro. What you gotta say?
Don't worry, bro.
It wasn't looking too hot either.
Dude, it wasn't. It was you know, we're kind of dabbling in some medical stuff, you know, some marijuana.
Okay.
Dude, I remember I was kind of like that one guy that would get everybody the things because, you know.
Yeah.
For Jason's birthday, I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to just get him an edible so we can all just share one together.
Okay.
Dude, we bring it over, pop some, and then we're like, fuck, what should we do now? We got to wait like 30 minutes or something. We go to fucking Suicide Hill. If you guys don't know where that is, it's like somewhere in Irvine.
Yeah.
But it's basically
like a, it's like a popular viewpoint in Irvine.
Yeah. Viewpoint.
Yeah, a lot of people go to it at night and shit. Yeah.
Lovely.
And then we don't drive, so we got an Uber, went over there, and then we're all like, I think by the time we got off the Uber, everyone was low key high as hell.
Uh-huh.
So we're kind of just yelling, doing whatever. This was like 12 a.m.
Okay.
We got a noise complaint from some people, and then the cops came. Okay. One cop. Matt, Jem, and I were like, oh, fuck, dude, we still have the cop. Dude, we can't get caught. We're going to get in trouble. Us three, we just dip. We fucking run up Suicide Hill, and then Jason and Hughes, dude, they stay behind. But these fuckers were hella high. They were the most high out of all of us. And I just see them, like, in the back talking to the cop because they, like, walked up to them. They're like, yeah, like, blah, 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 blah. Matt and I were trying to get the weed taste out of our mouths. Our dumbasses got leaves with dew on it, and we're just rubbing it on our...
What the hell?
Oh, it was crazy.
You guys are scared out of their mind,
We've told this story to you guys, like, multiple times. Oh, we have. But you guys weren't even there, huh?
No.
Was it just us five there?
Yeah, it was just us five.
I don't remember the leaves, though.
No, it's because me and Matt did that. Because we...
Yo, what the
hell? Matt was... he was on the last episode, but basically, like, dude, these motherfuckers weren't even picking up our call thinking we were going to, like, sabotage them. they ran into the mountain. Oh, shit,
my bad.
No, you're good. You're good. It happened.
No, they, like, ran it because, like, when the cops came, dude, they fucking dipped, bro. Uh-huh. They dipped. And I was just, like, kind of just chilling, like, Yeah, I didn't want to run because obviously I think the police would just probably chased us, bro. Honestly, probably. Man. Yeah, but yeah, they fucking started putting leaves in their mouths and then like, and then like, bro, I called it. Like, I talked to the cops and he eventually left. I honestly don't know how me and Gukes talked our way out of it.
Oh, what?
I don't know how.
Especially back then at that age.
I don't know how at that age.
It was just you two talking to
them. It was just us two talking to one cop, high out of our minds.
That's a bad combo, high out of their minds.
And we're just talking to the cops. And then the cop eventually leaves. Uh-huh. Call Matt. Bro, they're not even picking up. They're just like, bro, they think we're going to call them to tell the cops, like, where their location is or some shit.
No, let me, you know, in my defense, you know, we thought, like, they were going to rat us out so they don't get in trouble too, you know? So we're like, fuck, you know what? We're just going to go around and like see if they're still talking to the cop.
And he leaves?
Yeah, we leaves, bro. But like, I think like 30, 20 minutes or something, we're like, all right, fuck. I think we should just walk back. We should see them. We're like, shit, bro.
Damn,
yeah,
bro.
Y'all fucking left us, bro. Y'all left us in the dust, man.
That's a funny ass story.
Yeah, that's a funny story, though.
No, it's a funny story for you.
Yeah, bro.
Damn, bro.
You were probably actually kind of scared when you had to talk to him and stuff, though.
Yeah, no, we sobered up, obviously, like, yeah, on the walk down, but holy shit. Yeah. I thought about running, too, bro. I thought about running. Shit.
Damn, bro. Well, yeah, that's one of my most vivid memories with Jason.
That reminds me of another vivid memory with Jason.
What?
With this guy.
With me?
Yeah. Remember when we went to the bay together with this guy, bro?
Oh, dude.
Dude, yeah, let him know what happened, bro.
Dude, that was like a crazy trip, man.
It was a great trip, though.
That's freshman or sophomore year?
This was like, I think this was before sophomore year?
Yeah,
it was during Berkeley school, though.
Yeah.
So it was,
you were at IVC, bro.
Oh, that's sophomore year, then.
Yeah.
It was before sophomore year or during. Mm-hmm. I forget, honestly. Yeah, the beginning, yeah. But yeah, I think we kind of just like last minute decided to go, and then I think we took your car.
Yeah, last minute, bro.
Last minute, we just went, and then we just like couched up for like the entire weekend. But it was kind of crazy though, because we just like ran into so many people we knew.
Yeah,
it's like two nights.
Yeah,
like something like that.
But it was really fun. It was us three, and then the two dudes who were on last. Oh wait, no,
there's just Matt.
Oh yeah, just Matt. Yeah. Oh yeah, damn. Yeah.
Us four.
But yeah, basically, dude, we're like partying and stuff all together, us four.
There was that one night.
Yeah, bro.
There was that one night with this guy. Man, it was like we basically like we were drinking at our like old friend. Shout out to Leo, one of our like international friends.
Shout out
this place.
Shout out to Leo Oahu, man.
And, like, I don't know, man.
This guy loves yelling the IG tags, bro. Like,
go ahead, bro. But yeah, like I think Jason just couldn't handle his alcohol that day.
Oh man.
Yeah. Just could not handle it. And then one thing led to another, and like this guy just needed to yak so bad. And like, you remember what happened afterwards?
Yeah, no, I definitely remember, because we were so fucked up. He barely walks outside of Leo's apartment, right? And he's like literally dragging on the floor and stuff.
Yeah, he's like stumbling.
Yeah, and then Andrew decided to help him throw up, so he like shoves his finger in his mouth, and he's like trying to get him to gag on the side of the street in Berkeley. Oh, and then did he do it eventually or no?
Dude, nah, bro. Nah, my finger got wet for no reason. Like,
no, I don't know why.
Insert video. We have it on video as well.
No, it's just...
Nah,
we do.
We actually do. Yeah.
Bro, I don't know. I don't know why, because, like, that was, like, I didn't know how to throw up.
Yeah, yeah.
Like now I know just, like, how to throw up when I'm drunk and just to, like, make myself feel better.
Yeah.
But back then, I was so lit, but I've never thrown up off drinking.
Right.
I'm like, brother, I need you to help me, bro. And bro, this guy's straight up like, you could see like,
dude, yeah, I could see the despair,
like,
in his eyes.
Like, dude,
it's bad in that video.
I'm like, bro, like, I'm fucking
4K. Dude.
I'm like, bro, like, I don't know, bro.
Yeah. No, I remember that you lost that night in some game. That's why you drank so much. And I remember that whole night. I have videos, bro. You loved Drake so much at the time. You kept going like, OVO team. He's like drunk. He's drunk and he just keeps doing that, bro.
OVO team.
OVO team. I was like, what the heck?
So old, bro.
Dude, so
no,
funny.
We love the consistency, though. You still repping Drake to this
you
day.
Are, you are. You are.
Yeah.
Bro, I can't believe you let fucking finger fuck me, bro. It's crazy, actually, bro.
That's great. Dude, do you remember, actually? That reminds me. We went to a different party that same weekend, bro.
Was it like the light last night before?
Yeah, last night before.
Yeah, with the two girls.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, Berkeley was fun, bro.
Berkeley was fun. Berkeley was very, very fun.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to go, though, to be honest.
But you wouldn't want to go back?
Yeah, I think they...
Dude, that drive is rough, not going
to
lie.
Yeah, to SF, but...
Yeah, and you two fuckers were just sleeping in the back. It was rough.
Bro, we all drove.
No, you did not drive.
On the way up?
Dude, the way up, it was basically all me and then Matt. Way but down, dude, me.
No, I was driving too.
No.
I was for sure driving.
Way down, you were awake.
I was for sure. Yeah,
way down was Matt and you were sleeping.
Hey, who was passenger?
Me and Andrew on the way down. Yeah. It's because we didn't even sleep.
Yeah, we dipped the party last night we didn't sleep at all.
Yeah, we dipped the party at 2 a.m. We headed down and we got here at like 11 a.m. or 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy, bro. But I do miss those days when we could just go on trips like that and visit a school.
Yeah. That was fun, bro.
What's the next topic, bro?
But what'd you guys do for Halloween, bro?
Oh.
What'd you guys do for Halloween?
Oh, I just went to escape.
Oh, yeah. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Escape as well, no?
No, escape for me too, but did you do anything, Andrew?
Dude, nah, this year is like the first year like where I didn't dress up, but yeah. I just went to drink in K-Town. It was like one of my boys' birthdays.
Yeah.
Like if you guys been to DGM.
Yeah.
DGMs.
That's a nice spot.
Yeah. Dude, I realize older people love dressing up, bro. They take it seriously.
Oh, really?
Yeah, dressing up, yeah.
Damn, I didn't see too many people dress up this year.
Well, I mean,
like costumes are like, I feel like costumes are now just based off of like trends.
Yeah.
Or something that went viral. Mm-hmm.
But TikTok is making it like, because everyone's like posting their costume. It's going hella viral and shit. Like, I feel like older people like love Halloween.
Dude, they do, bro. I think a lot of like American people love Halloween, bro. Yeah. Like, I didn't know it was like such a big thing.
But did you guys dress up? You or Paul?
No, dude.
I just went to some like random pumpkin patch thing.
That's cute.
It was chill. But it was like kids, bro. Like 10, like just running around in the hay. It was
That's some wholesome shit. For sure.
It was cool.
Yeah, you didn't dress up at Escape?
No, at Escape? Nah, dude. I was never a big like dress up guy. Nah, but Escape was super fun. I want to shout out Andrew and V. All right. They been hella supporting the podcast for a while now. And they heard about all the shit like that was going on. But they blessed me with a ticket. So then I got to go for free. That shit was lit. And I even met up with them too. So that was super cool.
Damn, bro. Yeah. Did you plan to meet up with them or was it just on accident?
No. I actually ran into them in the middle of the crowd.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
That's a big ass crowd too.
You know the story I posted?
Yeah.
That was them.
Oh, that was them?
Yeah. That was them. Yeah, super cool.
Where's my ticket? No, I'm
playing. Hey, would you have gone though?
Shit, maybe. Yeah, you know what's funny though, actually? Before the girls quit, bro, we were about to go maybe as a squad.
Escape?
Yeah.
Damn.
But luckily, you know. I mean, not luckily, but.
Yeah. Hey, what stage did you stay at the most?
Nah, I'm a main stage kind of guy, bro. Main stage.
You saw Martin Garrix? Just stay the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. You didn't move at all? You just stayed there the whole time?
No, I was in the other stage they built, the new one. Like, they have like
built a new one?
Yeah, they have, dude. Nos, like, they built a new fucking stage.
It's like the feeding grounds? No, wait.
Yeah, the one that kind of looks like, it's off to the side, like towards the back, I think. But yeah, skate was fun. Shout out to everyone I met. You guys were super cool.
Damn. Yeah, I feel like that would have been a little, like, I would have been low-key so fucking nervous going out into an all-Asian crowd like that, bro. Because I already know, hella fucking eyeballs, bro.
Yeah, I mean, so, like, I was saying this before, but I was a little paranoid going in.
Yeah.
Just because, like, you know, like, anything can happen at a rave. Like, there's not really much security around. Like, if you wanted to do something to somebody, like, God forbid, like, you really couldn't get away with it, you know?
For sure.
So, I was just, like, the whole shit was going down with all the hate and, But I still wanted to go out and have a good time with my girl and, like, all the homies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up going. I didn't want that to be the reason I didn't go. So I still went. And, dude, there was hella motherfuckers that came up. But not only came up, but they were like, yo, like, I'm on your side.
Damn.
And, like, that made me feel a lot better. And, there was no bad interactions.
That's good, bro. That's good, bro. Yeah, I would have been a little worried about that, too.
Yeah.
But... yeah, dude. Luckily, if they get it, bro, like, they get it, you know? Like, yeah.
No, it's hella funny because, like, everyone's fucked up, but they're trying to, like, I could see they're, like, trying to, like, you know, sound sincere. So they're like, I get you, bro. I get you. I'm like, dude, like, thank you, bro. Thank you, man. Yeah. Hella funny, bro.
Damn.
But a lot of eyeballs, though, I can't lie.
Yeah.
A lot of eyeballs. Yeah. A lot of, like, yo, that's the, you know?
Yeah. We don't even need to talk about that. Fuck that.
Yeah, I didn't dress up this year. Yeah. You dressed up. You guys didn't dress up, right?
Nah. I think that was my first. This year is the first year I dressed up, though. Really? No, actually, no. I dressed up only twice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. First time was in SB. I dressed up as a girl. That's my costume, a schoolgirl. Yeah, bro.
Schoolgirl? Yeah. A lot of guys dress up as that.
Yeah, no, I had a buzzed head.
Was it blonde at that time as well? Blonde, yeah.
And, no, like, and what made you like go with that outfit?
Bro, I didn't know what to do, and I was like, fuck it, that's kind of funny. So I was like, you know, you see maid guy outfits, you know, or guys dressed as maids. Uh-huh. I was like, fuck it, dude, this shit kind of funny. So I just did that. And then my second one was escape. That was it. I feel like dressing up is kind of, there's a lot of time commitment too, depending on what you're doing.
Time commitment. And if you really want to look fucking good, it's expensive.
Yeah, a lot of it I feel is now cosplay. Yeah. Like, that shit is crazy. Mm-hmm. It looks really good.
Are you guys like, excited about new people coming on?
Oh.
It's like a pretty big change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, no, you've been rolling with Megan and Jen for like a year now.
Yeah, bro. I mean, I would say like all kinds of different feelings. Like definitely excited because it's like it could end up becoming like the new squad that just, you know, keeps it pushing. But also a little nervous because it's hard to find people. You know, we've looked for people so many times over the years and like we know how difficult it is to find the right match. So that's how I'm feeling about the new people, honestly. But I'm excited overall.
Yeah, no, I'm excited too. It's but like it's hard to find two. Mm-hmm. If we had to find one, that's doable, I think.
Yeah.
You guys would roll with three people?
Oh, like us and one girl?
Yeah.
I mean, for the time being, but not in the long term, probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we've talked, and I think at this point, we could even tell the audience, like, we're pretty committed to the four people, like, probably two girls, like, you know what I mean? Like, at least for now.
Yeah. And obviously, the audience reaction, I don't, like, that's why we're kind of doing the open mic so that you know you guys can like choose who y'all want
right
almost so that like when we you know actually like cast them like you know they won't it wouldn't be like a shock but I don't know when we start posting on TikTok again like yo like you know we'll just see we'll just have to see we have a special like a little surprise for y'all.
Yeah, we got a little surprise.
Maybe on the next episode, I think.
Yeah.
You know, in this rotation.
Yeah.
Two new people coming.
Yep.
And a little surprise.
A little surprise.
It's going to be people that, they're not new people.
Yeah. We'll just say two people are coming back.
Yeah, two people are coming back.
Y'all could guess who, but two people coming back.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty excited for that.
Yeah. Andrew knows them too.
Two girls?
Yeah. This was like back in the old house when you're filming.
So it's gonna be a trip because
dang
bro, like I can't say too much without giving away the details actually. Fuck,
so we'll see. We'll do a shit. It's been a while, so.
Hey bro, it might be great.
Yeah.
I'm pretty excited for that.
I'll be looking forward to that, bro.
If you want Andrew's number, just DM me and shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? So like, girl, you know, girl supporters out there.
When we live together, like, this guy, like, every single party, like, he would stand up on the staircase.
Bro, I don't
like this.
We're talking about you right now.
It's not about me. I mean, Jason likes the spotlight more than I do.
Dude, there's, like, this staircase, like, that, like, overlooks, like, the house.
Yeah.
There's like imprints on the stairs, bro. Jason's shoe size.
He must have really been there all the time, huh?
No, it was like, bro, like three times maybe. Like.
No, it was like all the time.
Really?
Yeah. No, I think the one time I did go to the party that Jason invited me to, I think I saw him like throughout the entire thing. He's just standing there.
I'm not gonna lie, when I went, I was right by him on top of there as well, honestly. It feels nice being up there. Low key
dangerous as fuck.
Low key.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a picture over here. We got a picture over here.
We got video evidence, bro.
Why are both my hands up? What is
that? That's crazy.
Yeah.
I'm
really drunk.
Look at him, bro. Bro, please, we gotta insert that, bro.
Oh my god.
Dude, that's like never seen footage, bro. Yeah. I've never seen that.
Like, that's actually how he was, I guess.
What the hell am I doing?
That's crazy.
Dude, yeah. But yeah, no, I wasn't joking. If you want Andrew's number or some shit, like, I'm giving it out. Just DM me.
Yo, no. Andrew told me something last time I saw him, bro. No.
What'd you say?
You said you got a yudge, bro.
Oh, I'm tripping.
I mean, I am talking to somebody.
Yeah.
But it's been good.
It's been really
That's good, bro. Yeah, I don't want her to get a little angry after Jason giving out your number on the pod and shit, you know?
I met her too. Well, it's my birthday. Wait, wait, wait. No, my bad.
No, it's cool.
Yeah. No, bro, it's handsome, bro. It's
handsome bro. Guy, bro.
Yeah, bro. I love pulling at the function with Andrew, bro. Shit.
Really?
Just walking in that bitch, bro. Yeah. But you don't know how many girls like fucking yo, set me up.
Who's that guy?
No cap. Yeah.
Sheesh, bro. I will say that our friend Jemin, who was on last episode, every time I see Jemin around Andrew, I just hear so many compliments coming out of Jemin's mouth, bro. So many, bro.
Nah, Jemin is just like the ultimate like hype man.
He is.
Yeah.
He's really good at that.
He was like so like quiet on the last episode. Yeah. It was like a different version of Jemin. But Jemin is like actually like, this guy might be the most like extroverted person I know.
Yeah.
Like for real.
Really?
I noticed that he only like posts you and Jiho on his story. Like the only guys he posts are like,
dude, it's not pleasant anymore. Bro.
That's so true, actually.
He's glazing like, and he says something like
a crazy glazed statement. That's
dude,
crazy.
Yeah. I think it was funny the first few times, but bro, like it's literally like, in my face,
right,
bro.
And
yeah,
with the flash on too, in
with
a dark
the flash
setting.
On,
yeah.
Shout out to Jem though.
Yeah, big shout out to Jem though. He does make you feel real good when you. But there is sometimes where you feel a little like embarrassed almost, no? Like because it's like, yo, like chill, bro, chill.
Which with like the camera being on.
No, when Jemin's like gassing you up hella.
Dude, I mean that's like, I feel like we've all been there.
Yeah.
He's just like the homie that's gonna record every single time. But you honestly, like, I feel like it's better to have that than, like,
it
not
is.
Have it.
It is. At least one dude in this group got to be super outlet like that, you know? Like,
dude, yeah, he's, like, the group, like, historian for real.
He's got, like, I all feel the like there are a couple of friends in our group that's always posting some old-ass photos. One of them is you too, bro.
This guy loves pulling out the old-ass photos, actually.
Old-ass photos.
He pulls it up like this, bro. Yeah. It's crazy, dude. No, our boy Matt, who was in last episode, anytime Matt and Andrew are talking, he comes for Matt so hard like this, bro. We have a fantasy football group chat, bro. Man. So quick with it, dude. Oh, my God.
Wait, Jabba to Matt?
Dude, so quick with
this, shout out to Matt, bro. Dude, but this guy is like a unlimited content on Matt for sure.
Bro. Content farm, bro. Content farm.
Man. Dude, we gotta pull
I think that's the best meme of him.
Yeah, Jabba to Matt. That one's amazing. Jabba to Matt.
That's amazing.
Wait, when was that photo?
Super long ago. That's like,
that was like Wolfpack Prime.
That's long ago.
That was when the group chat was like alive.
Yeah, like high school, middle school, bro. Honestly, I think middle school more than high school.
Yeah. I think so too.
It's cool though, man. Like our audience is getting to like actually see like all of our friends in the group, bro.
Dude, one thing I'm genuinely curious, bro, if like our audience would ever want like one of these boys to like actually like stick around more often. Mm. Because like you know how like Suburb, for example, like their homies ended up staying and like sticking around sometimes and stuff. So that'd be pretty cool, bro. Like I think imagine we go to a club event and it's like they recognize our friends too. So our friends could come and have fun. You know, like that.
Dude,
a
lot of people do that, bro. Yeah. Even like Kai, he's like doing his subathon right now, and he always has like, dude, Ty Lil. He's like big now.
I love Ty Lil, bro.
Ty Lil's big now. Yeah, no, he's, bro.
You know that,
dude? He's like such
so funny,
bro. He's actually such a good dancer.
So
bro.
Good.
I'm like jealous, bro, of like those dancing motherfuckers.
Yeah,
bro. Just dude, like, and you know how he like he's like literally teaching like NLE how to dance.
Yep.
He just like picks it up like that. I'm like, dude, you just pick that up, bro.
Yeah, bro. No, my boy Ty Lil was kind of with Sexy Red for a little bit, bro.
Oh, were they?
Dude, yeah, bro. There was a time and dude, like there's like a video, bro. Like her feet's on him and he's just like rubbing them things in the car, bro.
Oh, that's together.
It was like that, but I don't know if it is anymore. But then like they were even like streamed hella together and shit. And yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah, but going back to like bringing the boys onto the pod, like honestly, I was like really surprised that you like asked us.
Really?
Yeah, like that first episode with Matt and Jemin, like You guys blurred out their faces. Like, I had no idea who was.
Oh, really?
Like, genuinely.
Oh, you couldn't tell?
No, like, I just blurred. I just clicked on it. I didn't think much of it. And then I just see Gemini in a pineapple hat. I'm like, what the fuck?
Bro, you know, he fucking, he wore that pineapple hat for like so three much, different parties, bro. After that
glued
shit.
Glued to his head.
Dude, he reused that shit for real.
Same combo. Pineapple hat, sunglasses, black Supreme tee. Bro, I already know. Oh, with the pants with the fucking muffin man right here, bro. That's the combo. That's the whole fit, bro. Nah.
Yeah, and he said I was working. So I was like, okay. All right, bro. Shit.
So funny. Shit, you know, that actually reminds me. I want to give my flowers to Andrew real quick, bro. Yeah. You know, we're big on giving flowers to our homies on the episode. Dude, this guy leaves a comment on every episode of ours. And he acts like he doesn't know us, bro. But genuinely, dude. Bro, I've told you this before, but actually, I appreciate that, bro.
Dude, of course, bro.
Like, you always have our back, bro, and you leave some nice-ass comment, and then people, like your comment.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, dude, it's cool. Like I've seen Jason. Like, I saw him building this when it was just in the apartment, like, four microphones on a poker table. Dude. Just, like, doing test runs, like, to where it is now, like, bringing on people that, like, we all have known and looked up to, like, dude, like Timothy DeLaghetto on the pod, like Dumbfound on the pod, like that's pretty crazy, bro.
Yeah,
that and is. Like,
yeah, I mean, like we're just like proud of the boys at the end of the day, and like, damn, you know, bro. We're gonna support you no matter what. That's what it is.
That's what it is. I have to give him a kiss or something.
No, bro, that reminds me, he was on the first ever test run.
Oh,
I ran a test run at my old apartment.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He was.
Oh, really?
Sitting on a poker table, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was sitting on a poker table. We talked about some bullshit, I remember. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't even know if we have the footage, but we were just like...
No, we were talking about, like, dude, Young was talking about, like, oh, like, is it okay if you ask your girl to call you daddy or some shit? Bro, remember, yeah, that was the first ever clip. I sent some it to all the fat guys, uh-huh. And, like, they were all laughing.
I remember Young was on that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, bro, shit was funny.
Yeah, but it's crazy, bro. Like, you literally started on, like, a poker table, bro.
Yeah,
remember you use like your
iPhones.
This guy used his whole bank account to buy like four microphones.
Yeah, it's crazy. Bro. No, honestly, at that time that was a lot of money too. Like I thought that was like a big investment. I was like, damn, bro. Like,
it was.
It was like $1,000 or something. Like with everything, I was like, whoa, we're podcasting for real, bro. Damn. Like when he first asked me, I didn't know it was that serious. You know, I was like, oh, podcast, bro.
But you had no idea.
Yeah, I mean, the podcast, you
like,
bro.
Two iPhones or
dude,
something.
At that time, podcast was popular, but wasn't as popular as now.
Yeah.
I wasn't watching them, so I was like, all right, it was just like a talk show, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah. Thank you.
Dude, this guy would only watch podcasts, like, there was a big TV in the apartment. Yeah. He only watched podcasts. Like, sometimes, like, dude, even after parties, like, this guy would put on a podcast. I'm like, bro, like, just put on some music or something.
Who was he watching back then?
Put on some, like, Drake. This guy's putting on, like,
dude, I'm
like,
a lot
watching,
of.
Like, Rogan and, or, like, no,
still.
Yeah,
still.
A lot of JRE.
Still.
Uh-huh. A lot of the OGs.
OGs.
Yeah.
Full Send. I was always on Full Send.
Yeah.
I was on Impulsive back then.
Oh, yeah.
Full Send when it first started. Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
You're not the Steiny pod kind of guy?
Yeah, when I was Steiny, I mean, I watch it here and there. I don't watch everyone, though. Yeah.
Damn.
A lot of Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan's been on a heater, man.
Really?
You seen Joe Rogan?
No. Mm-mm. No, he's been going.
Building up. Oh, no. Bro, he released he had an interview with President Trump.
Oh, I did see that. Bro, yeah.
He was saying, and then he had J.D. Vance, the vice president.
Uh-huh.
A couple of days later,
and he had Elon on again.
Elon Musk.
Oh, what the hell?
For the fourth time or something.
Jeez,
he's on a roll.
He's had Elon on so many times. Yeah, bro, and, I feel like.
Dude, the fucking President Trump one. Uh-huh. In the Elon Musk one, uh-huh. He was like talking about the President Trump one,
uh-huh.
And he was saying it was, dude, it's got like 50 mil plus right now.
Jeez.
He was getting a mil and a half every hour, bro.
Yeah,
but he's been on a heater, bro. That's just, and I've been watching all of them, bro.
Dude, that actually reminds me. I mean, bro, honestly, like on our podcast, like I'm not trying to talk about politics and shit, but there is one thing I want to bring up is like, do you remember when Trump won, Dana White was giving that speech,
mm-hmm.
And he shouted out Aiden, like all these creators, Full Send, like the
podcasters,
like a bunch of like people like that. And like, I just am curious, like, do you think like those influences really helped the voting a lot? Because in my opinion, it did. I think, like, they grabbed a lot of the youth by, like, targeting these YouTubers, you know?
Yeah.
But, what do you think about that? You think that, like, played a role?
Yo, it definitely played a role. Like, again, like, I don't want to talk about politics
because
like, I don't really know much,
facts,
you know
facts,
what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I don't want to talk or say something wrong.
True.
But, I mean, obviously, bro. Like, in our generation, like, you got to use TikTok if you want to promote something.
Facts. I was just surprised to hear those names being,
said. I think I saw a clip about that.
Yeah.
crazy. It's just showing, dude. Like, podcasting is, like, pretty meta now.
It is,
like, it is mainstream.
Yeah. Really. Yeah, I'm like, saying, like, is Joe Rogan the key now? Is every presidential candidate going to have to go on Joe Rogan?
Shit.
I'm like, that's kind of crazy.
Yeah. Maybe because, not really.
No, because, dude, because I think Joe Rogan gave his endorsement. And then that went crazy too. But like apparently Kamala was supposed to go on Joe Rogan, but then it didn't end up happening.
I think I did hear about that.
Yeah.
It's just crazy like how much outreach like podcasts have now. Yeah. Like, honestly, more than like some networks at times. Yeah.
I'll say just social media as a whole, bro. It might be it's more powerful than the news, bro. That's probably why they're like, you know, targeting social media and shit.
Yeah. Dude, nobody watches TV, bro. Like I'm on YouTube more than I'm on TV, honestly.
Facts, exactly.
Yeah.
That's good, bro. Jeez. Bro.
Take him to dinner first, man.
Jeez, bro. Okay, audience, pass through a question right now through the phone. Oh, what'd you say? What are some intimate moments we've shared together?
I have one with Michael, bro.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So we grew up like young, bro. You know what I mean? Like we were young when we met.
Okay.
So we have a lot of history. This is I'm just trying to preface that.
Yeah.
So like we were close, bro. Oh. Close. So
there's so much.
I think we was at like a party or some shit, and then like we like to go to the restroom together too. It's not just like, you know, girls like to go to the restroom together too. Why can't guys? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I go to the restroom with Michael. It's like a one person restroom, just one toilet. Uh-huh. And bro, like I don't know. I don't know why I asked him, and I don't know why he said okay, but he was sitting down taking the piss, and he was opening his legs for me to take the piss.
What? Oh, what? That's one of the craziest stories I've heard.
Yes, bro. Dude, I think we just both had to go.
Same time?
We both had to go.
No. It's like when you guys were younger and like elementary, you guys like, you know, cross streams. it's like that, bro.
It is, but
no, I don't know when this was. But
dude, that's crazy.
I forgot about that.
Because you know how you can like when you're taking a piss sitting down.
Yeah.
You can obviously open your legs and there's a hole for the for the bowl. There's
small gap.
Yeah, the small gap.
I heard of like couples doing that.
Yeah. No.
The girl sits down.
Sit down, open their legs while the boyfriend tries to aim in the hole. So I'm trying to aim in the hole and. Sometimes like when it comes out, it doesn't come out straight, bro. It don't
it went on him?
It don't come out straight.
No.
I remember it fucking hit his leg and then before it corrected.
It
came out right. And then it did a little
the correction time. Wow.
Bro, I remember we're both dying laughing in the restroom.
What the?
That shit was so fucking funny, bro.
That was my shit, bro. That shit was hella funny, bro.
I feel like you two specifically did a lot of stuff like that, bro.
That shit was so fucking
No diddy, though. I swear y'all showered together at retreat. But no diddy, though. No diddy, though.
No, but I feel like... The main reason why I was able to do that with Jason was because, like, literally, like, when we're close from, like, hella young.
Yeah, yeah,
it's, like,
yeah.
Brothers growing up. So, right. It's, like, fucking funny. Yeah. It's just, nothing else is just funny as fuck when we did it. Yeah. Now that I think about that, that shit mad funny still.
Yeah.
Dude, I forgot about that.
You're just that comfortable. And, like, there's, like, we still like, you know, it's like Korean tradition, like Asian tradition to like hit like, you know, songs and shit.
Yeah.
And you get like fully naked. You just get that comfortable. You just go with the boys and shit. Like,
yeah.
It's like that locker room vibe.
That's it. Yeah. We encourage people to go to saunas for real. Like, you feel great. Man, I feel
100%.
My skin's like a baby after I am.
Yeah.
Funny intimate stories.
Yeah, that was pretty good though.
Yeah, that was a good story, I really bro. I like that story. That. Yeah. That's a great story.
Yeah. I mean, appreciate y'all for coming on, bro. You know what I mean? And I know we had to do this shit again. Probably wasted like an hour low-key, bro.
Yeah.
I think the second time was good.
Yeah. It was great, bro. Yeah. No, you guys did good, bro. You guys didn't even seem nervous, bro. And yeah.
No, I was pretty nervous, bro.
The first one. Yeah. The second one, bro, you guys did good, bro.
Dude, this shit is pretty hard, man.
Really?
To, like, just keep talking and keep the conversation flowing. Like, man. Like, I know Michael feels the same way.
Like, I dead ass thought you guys were gonna have like a full on script and just have it ready. There's nothing.
Oh, dude, that's the opposite of 9 for 9.
Yeah, you guys kind of just go with the flow, and I was like,
nah, that's what you gotta do with a pod, bro.
You do.
It's kind of like a skill, honestly, to just be able to like talk.
Yeah.
I will say, like, it helped, like, when you interview and stuff for jobs and you got to think of something really quick, I think podcasting helps with that skill.
Yeah, for sure.
But yeah. Oh, one thing I wanted to shout out, now that we're at the end of the video, I meant to shout it out earlier, but obviously a lot of you guys want to hear from like Megan and Jennifer and stuff. But yeah, I just filmed the video with Megan and I posted it the day before this video comes out. So definitely go check that out. We'll have it linked down below. Megan gives some of her thoughts and then we just talk about some other things. So definitely go check that out. And yeah, that's all I wanted to say for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank y'all for coming, bro. Hope y'all had a good time.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
Come on again.
You know what I'm saying? Anything you want to shout out? You know what I'm saying?
Dude, just shout out to the boys from the last pod. Like, I think if we went first, I don't know if I would have hopped on, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. But, like, seeing Matt and Gemin do it first, like, I think that kind of just encouraged me to, like, hop on, do this thing.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you guys find somebody cool to, like, fill in the two spots, for real.
Yeah. For real. Yeah, we on that search right now. Yeah.
Hope so, too, bro.
Instagram?
Nah.
Oh, he's going the Matt route. No Instagram.
Instagram.
I'm good too.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Hey, but I will shout out your guys' supporters though. For real.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
For real. I think
say something to him, bro.
Dude, I think you guys actually like, you know, got them good. Like, they're pretty down for a while, but reading some of you guys' messages both on YouTube videos and in the Discord. I have been lurking on the Discord. Dude, there's a lot of supporters out there.
Yeah,
just reading that, even me, like, I'm not on the pod, but pretty encouraging. So it's nice, like, seeing some, you know, random people, but you guys are supporting them. It just feels good as, like, a friend of theirs and seeing that they're not, like, giving up because you guys are, like, there to, like, support them still. So, yeah, shout out to you guys.
Damn, bro. That was a real last message, bro, dude. For real. And, dude, that makes me want to say to you two things, bro, because you checked in on me a lot, low-key, when that whole shit was going on, and, you know, I appreciate that because, you know, not too many people do that.
Dog, I try checking about this guy. Fucker don't pick up his phone.
He was too sad, bro. Give him a pass. He was too sad.
All right, fine. But, yeah, it was nice talking to you about it.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I think you mentioned it before too, but Jason, like, no one checks up on a guy's mental health. Yeah. That shit is real, you know? Like, it's not something that's fake.
Mm-hmm.
So, when you see somebody, you know, just tell them you appreciate them one way or another, man.
Dude, like, yeah.
There's a lot of power in words.
Yeah. Dude, because, like, especially when you're down, bro, like, honestly, Michael's a pretty positive guy, bro. And, like, usually, like, when we're getting canceled or something, like, I'm thinking negatively all the time. And then this guy's just constantly putting in my ear, like, yo, there's still so much support in the Discord. And honestly, in my brain, I'm like, really? But, like, still just hearing that, it's like, it helps a lot, bro. So, yeah, bro, keep being you, man. All right, well, thank you, everybody, for watching this week's episode.
Yes, sir, Ski. And one more time, go sign up if you want to, you know, have a chance to come on a pod, maybe even join the cast, you know what I'm saying? We're going to be rolling that out in the next month. So look forward to, you know, entertaining content. I'm really looking forward to those.
Yep, and we're definitely going to get back to being consistent, so, like, please excuse the last couple weeks. Yeah. But, yeah, we're getting ready to make this last push, bro, to keep this shit going. So thank you, guys, and make sure to subscribe and leave a comment.
Yes, sir. Shout out the boys once again, Michael and Andrew, for hopping on.
Thank you, my boy.
Yes, sir. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. We're the 9 for 9 podcast, baby. Peace out.
Peace.